USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has tweeted that he's postponing the threatened immigration raids that were scheduled for 10 cities across the U.S. The president said the nationwide sweep would mean millions of people living in the U.S. illegally would be deported. Several cities and some states oppose the federal crackdown on illegal aliens. California Governor Gavin Newsom:
you should continue to send your kids to camp and summer school. Know that you should feel confident going to work. We have your back. You know, we've been through this before. We lived through this same political theater.
Also, Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee in Texas had this warning:
the difficulty that we face now is frankly an administration that has not chosen to delve into a cooperative process.
President Trump wants Congress to come up with a plan during the two-week waiting period. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The president is calling on Capitol Hill lawmakers to resolve the migrant problem. Democratic Congressman Adam Smith of Washington appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
There is a crisis on the border, no question. The president's policies have contributed to that crisis. His maximum pressure campaign on U.S. immigrants has led a lot of people in Central America to think this is their last chance of ever getting into America. And then he cuts off the money that's helping Central America try to deal with the economic and criminal justice problems they have down there to make the situation worse.
The president is offering his take on the performance of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, telling NBC's Meet the Press Powell made some mistakes, but
Obama had somebody that kept the rates very low. I had somebody that raised the rates very rapidly, too much. He made a mistake. That's been proven, and yet my economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's the final week of the U.S. Supreme Court's current term, and USA's Chris Barnes has a preview from Washington.
12 cases argued between November and April remain to be decided. Two of them politically charged issues, one whether to rein in political line drawing for partisan gain, and one on whether to allow a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Both decisions could affect the distribution of political power for the next decade. Justices may decide as early as Monday whether they'll add to their election year calendar under a test of President Trump's efforts to end an Obama-era program that shields young immigrants from deportation, DACA. The court's new term starts in October. I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Republicans are asking White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney to stay out of the budget talks. House and Senate Democrats have already said it, but now House and Senate Republicans are also saying it. They would prefer to negotiate with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Members of Congress are hopeful to avert a government shutdown when the current fiscal year runs out at the end of September. They have to negotiate with the White House, but they say Mulvaney's time in the House is reason for concern. He was a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus and an outspoken critic of big budget deals that would add to the federal deficit. Currently, it's believed he would be resistant to striking a two-year budget deal, which would take the prospect of another government shutdown off the table for a while if a deal is reached. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.